It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. It's the After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter.
Podcast time.
What's up, you dumb sluts? Perfect. Nailed it.
There you go.
Perfect execution. I really didn't have anything lined up for today.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Should we talk about Fat Tuesday?
Yeah, we
Mardi
can.
Gras.
Mardi Gras.
I have the top Fat Tuesday fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just do that?
Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday.
Let's celebrate. We learned a little bit more on the show. I'll be honest. Like I knew what I had a rough idea of what Mardi Gras was, but there's a lot actually to it and the celebration with it.
Huh.
I'm sure we offended some people today.
Yeah, not knowing enough.
You know what?
I just realized that people are getting effing hammered before a religious thing.
Yeah. So tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, which kicks off the Lent.
What's the ash part? Was he ashy?
Well, he's ashy? No.
Did he need some
so
lotion?
What you do
some
is Jergens? You may see it, actually, tomorrow. There may be some people here at work. So Catholics, and they'll do the ash cross on their forehead. They'll go to the service. They'll get the cross and everything like that. I know I had friends that did that and everything like that. So basically, for 40 days, they have to give up something. So Fat Tuesday is that kind of big final celebration where you get to eat the fatty foods and drink the alcohol and this. But then come Ash Wednesday up until Easter during the when Jesus rises from the tomb after 3 days.
So quick question.
Yeah.
Now, was this something that Jesus made up and put in the Bible, or was it somebody afterwards and was like, hey, you know, we should give up something for like 40 days?
Yeah, it was after. I'm pretty sure it was after. For everyone, I did not educate myself enough. I don't know if Jesus said, hey, by the way, you guys got to do Lent. And it was something that was done by the higher ups in the church. You know, could be maybe the Pope came. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. We'll learn more here in our fun facts. Organizers of Fat Tuesday festivities are called crewies. Participants in Fat Tuesday festivities are called vicious drunks. I don't think these are real facts. Actually, not just.
Wait a second.
Let's see. It's celebrated across the globe. Okay, parties in Wuhan, China are a little spotty. Okay, so these aren't real facts. But we're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
We already leaned into it.
Right.
So without it, New Orleans would have no reason to exist.
Huh.
Honestly, though, do you think about going to New Orleans any other time other than Mardi Gras?
No.
That's kind of it.
No. Huh? Yeah, I hear it's a good time all year round, but.
It's the only holiday currently taking medication for high cholesterol.
Nice.
But you do eat a lot of fatty foods on it. You know, a lot of rich foods.
I wonder if this fact's in there. I wonder how long it takes them to clean the streets and get New Orleans back into working condition.
I've seen photos, and I think at this point, though, but you think about how many, like, beads and everything that, like, it's, like, down in the gutters.
Yeah.
It's got to be just a mess.
And I'm pretty sure, because I've seen it on Cops. They like close it down at like 2 a.m. or something. They like literally kick everybody out of the streets.
Wow.
And they have like a brigade of
Horse cops.
Yeah. And dude, it is a shit show.
Tonight on Horse Cops.
On Mardi Gras. Cops.
But I tell you what, hey, fun fact, don't ever fuck with cops, seriously.
No,
I mean, show them respect, everything like that. But the same thing goes with a horse.
Oh, yeah.
That's considered a police officer, and you can get in trouble
for
assaulting an officer if you mess with a horse.
Yeah, not to mention they'll kick you out of Bolivian.
Yeah, seriously. You want to get a big old hoof in the face? How cool. You know what? If I was a cop, I'd kind of want to be a horse cop. Mm-hmm. I'd feel like an old Wild West sheriff, you know? Like, it'd be kind of cool. I'd wear like a cowboy hat, you know, have the six shooters. I think that'd be kind of cool. let's see. Some people are actually sober enough the next morning to go to church.
Oh, I wonder what church is like the next day.
Oh, God, it's got to be rough.
You know?
It's got to be rough.
Helen still wearing their beads.
Oh, I still have them on.
Oh, my God.
Good. How'd you get all those beads,
this
Helen?
This is church.
You get out of church,
you know,
Helen.
You're staying for the second sermon, too.
You need both. You need both. Let's see. The best two states to be in it for is Louisiana and drunk.
Nice.
That's really funny. Sometimes you can be two at once.
Yeah.
I was in two states at once.
It's a two for one.
It started in Alabama. That's actually true. The first, like, Mardi Gras, like, in the state was Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, so
that's true.
Why did New Orleans claim it? Why is New Orleans, like, the base of it now?
I don't know.
Were they just, like, one of the first to, like, hey, it's ours?
I guess, or kind of took on maybe a large Catholic population in Louisiana. in New Orleans.
And if you're Catholic, are you not supposed to celebrate it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day. Yeah. It's like we stole it.
I think we all kind of just now, even if you're not Catholic, everyone's like, yeah, fuck it.
We just stole it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we just do the fun part. We don't do the hard part afterwards. Right. Let's see. It's really the only day that you can use your Tuesday so fat jokes. Your Tuesday so fat.
That's funny.
No, honestly, that's the fat jokes aren't nearly as good. The best mom joke is, it used to be called a jumpaline until your mom got on it in 76.
Nice. That's funny.
Yes. Feel free to use that one. Let's see. Today you can eat all the fatty foods you want, which is why tomorrow is Constipated Wednesday. The next day you're supposed to give up something you love, which is why so many people claim to love kidney beans. I'm giving up kidney beans.
Yeah, all right.
Giving that up for Lent.
You know, why are you giving up something you love? Unless it's something really bad.
I think it's supposed to show sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, like if the same thing with like fatty foods. You're supposed to be, I think, more one with how Jesus was and everything like that.
I think 40 days is a little extreme, though.
Maybe, but I may be wrong on this. I think it's because it's the 40 days in the desert. Or maybe it's the 40 years Moses wandered the desert.
You know, they just need to change it just to one subject. You got to give up selfies for 40 days.
And some people may. That may be their thing.
Yeah, give me a break, Brock. There ain't nobody giving up.
But if you have a problem with it, though, and selfies is along the lines of vanity, which, you know, one of the seven deadly sins.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Selfies will get you in hell.
Maybe give up porn. Maybe you'd watch too much porn. Give that up for 48. I'm not going to watch any porn.
I could see that.
It's supposed to be stuff like that. So, and I think that all counts. Mm-hmm. You know, I think so. And I'm sure it all changed. Back in the day, like, well, I'm not going to eat meat because that's all they had. They didn't have Game Boys.
See, it's a weird thing, though. It's like you're giving up something, but then right as 40 days hits, you go right back to it. So, like, I don't know if I can rally around it, man. You know, if you're going to give up something bad or something that you love or what, you know, what you're giving it up for a reason.
Yeah.
Because it probably shouldn't be in your life, right?
Yeah. So maybe you
should. So why do you go back to it after permanent?
Maybe the thing is after you give up for 40 days, you don't need it anymore. That's, I think, kind of probably the end goal.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday. That's true. Mm-hmm. Which is why there's always a lot of le puke.
Right.
That's stupid. That was a dumb one.
Wait, what's the fat part of it? Do we know that yet?
Yeah, because you're supposed to give up like fatty foods. It's kind of like a general thing. Like, so Fat Tuesday, you're eating all the shitty fatty foods and alcohol and everything. So yeah, that's kind of the.
Just change it to like Fat Food Tuesday, because when you say Fat Tuesday, I just think of fat people.
Sometimes confused with the day Snoop Dogg celebrates Fatty Tuesday.
Oh, so there you go. Nice.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed, not for 40 days.
Not for 40. I don't think Snoop could do it.
No, hell no.
I don't think he can do it.
He would die.
He would die. I know. He's 95% marijuana at this point.
Right.
Let's see. We'll end with this one. The guy who cleans up the streets on Wednesday morning has exactly zero faith left in humanity.
Seriously.
I could only imagine.
I can imagine the things he finds. You know?
Probably a lot of money.
Dude, there's probably a lot of money flying around.
Think about how many. You know what? Let's how many beads? How many beads,
Mardi Gras, I'm guessing,
are sold?
50 million.
Here's a better. We probably just done like Mardi Gras facts. Roughly 12.5 thousand tons of Mardi Gras beads are thrown from floats. 12.5 thousand tons.
Wow.
That's a lot of beads.
Wow.
That's a lot of titties.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Titties.
A lot of beads, man.
All right. Well, there you go.
Should we go to New Orleans?
Yeah, I think we should. Go there with just a stack of beads.
You think Drew Brees is throwing it down right now?
Drew Brees has the beads.
What if Drew Brees... No, it's not football season. I'm going to give up quarterbacking for 40 days. Like, bro,
stop it!
All the team, the coaches are like, no.
If it was during football season, no way, absolutely not.
It's something I love, guys. I got to give it up for 40.
Don't you do it, Drew Brees.
It's like half the season, man.
I don't think I could live in New Orleans.
No.
Like, same thing with like Vegas. It seems like a great place, and not knocking the town, because Vegas is fun, but New Orleans is just a constant party. Like, well, I guess maybe on Beale Street.
Yeah.
Maybe not all over New Orleans.
I've never been, man.
I haven't either. Yeah. I'd like to go. I'd like to experience it, but I've never been. Never been.
I know we had a guy here at the radio station that worked that went and barely made it back. Like, barely made it back.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, I went on a drinking binge.
Well, I feel like you have a different mindset. You are drinking. It's same thing with any like St. Patty's Day. Like you just you have a different mindset, and it can be dangerous.
Very dangerous.
If you don't do it, if you're not professionals like Hunter and I, you're not going
to
make
it. Probably why we haven't been to New Orleans. For a good reason.
We just go like, what's the big fuss? It's like this all the time. All right, there you go. That'll do it. Good enough.
I think we can end it with give up Lent for Lent.
Yeah, there you go. We figured that out today at the morning show.
There's a loophole.
If you're giving up Lent for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And the Catholic Church is losing their goddamn minds. All right, that'll wrap it up here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Happy Mardi Gras. Happy Fat Tuesday. If you are going out to celebrate, be safe.
Yeah.
Have fun, but be safe as always. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Mm-hmm. Be respectful.
Yeah. Don't slap any horse cops, okay? No. You're going to jail.
Oh, horse cops.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
See what I did there.
Moron. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.